The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. We're going to have another great show. It's a beautiful day, lots of sunshine out there. And today, we are going to be interviewing the founder of Dentistry from the Heart, Dr. Vincent Monticello. Before we get to Dr. Monticello, I'd like to mention that we are holding the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of Down syndrome. And it is in honor of one of our patients, Libby Turner, who happens to have Down syndrome. It takes place Saturday, July 30th at noon. It is at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. And this year's event is in the memory of our longtime friend, dental lab tech, and avid golfer, Rich Odie, who passed away in March. We really miss Rich, and we're going to try to keep his spirit alive, and I know it'll be there with us on July 30th at noon. To register, please call 262-9588 and let my staff know that you want to join. Cost is $225 per foursome or $65 a person if you're a single. And we'll get you registered. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shotgun start, scramble format, catered food, raffles, prizes, all the good stuff, okay? So make sure you come out and help us raise some money for Down syndrome. All right. Now, I want you to listen carefully because we're going to give out the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day as we move forward here. And so I want to bring Dr. Monticello on. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Monticello practices in Newport Richey, Florida. He graduated in 1990 from the University of Detroit. He was a member of the Omega Kappa Epsilon fraternity while he was there. In 2000, he graduated from the University of South Florida with his MBA, and he's currently in his second year of law school at Tufts University. And he founded Dentistry from the Heart back in 2001. Dr. Monticello, thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Excellent.
Great, great. Is it a beautiful day where you are?
It's very nice here, yes.
That's great. Now, this charity, it didn't start out to be a national charity. You just decided one year that it's like, you know what, I just think I want to give back to the community, and I think you told me that I'm a dentist, and so the best way I can give back is to do dentistry, right?
Exactly. You know, the easiest way for us dentists to give back to the community is to do the dentistry. And most dentists do a lot of charity work. This was our way of trying to bring it to a little higher level.
And it certainly has reached that level. I went to the website, and I see that it seems like you guys can't keep this website updated enough because all the dentists that have kind of joined in with you keep changing the numbers.
Yeah, it updates weekly, definitely. It's been crazy, but last year almost 300 events, and this year we should hit close to 300 events with over 60,000 patients treated. So we're hitting big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, last week on my show, I said to folks I wanted to give out our final tally for the event that we held. And then I got busy. I got too busy with what else we were talking about, and I didn't have time. And in fact, I got a couple emails about that. They said, you told us you were going to tell us, and then you didn't. So let me just give those numbers out. Our event, which was our first time out of the gate, we treated 454 people. We did 44 children, I mean. We calculate that we donated about $98,800 in free dentistry to the community. And I have to tell you that I don't think I can remember the last time I was that physically and emotionally spent and yet so happy at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite a gratifying day. My staff says they work the hardest, but they appreciate it the most. You know, what we're able to do for the patients. So it is a big day for not only people that we help, but also for the staff and even our patients. that appreciate what we do for those in need.
Exactly. And we have received so many thank you letters from patients. We've received thank you letters from people that actually volunteered. We have dentists that actually just showed up that day. We didn't even expect them. We have dentists that have shown up and others that have come back or called us and said, hey, I'm starting to recruit my friends for next year. And so we haven't had our debriefing meeting yet, you know, get all the volunteers back and talk about how it went and do we want to do it again next year. And yet people are already kind of expecting us to be doing it next year. Now, did that happen to you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have some people that have been there every year for our 10 years. And they're just regulars, so it's they come and they meet their friends again, and it's kind of like a carnival setting. It's a big day and a big weekend for us. So yeah, we get a lot of repeat patients.
Now our first patient showed up at 12:30 in the morning. Then we had one at 3 a.m., at 4 a.m., a couple three or four at 4:40. In fact, the first patient, actually interviewed him for this show a couple weeks ago. He looked like he was homeless, but he wasn't. And the reason he looked like he was homeless is because he had one of those little wire basket carts, you know, the kind you typically think of a grandmother driving around or carrying around. And
right.
He had his blanket and his pillow, and he had some food and something to drink, and he just needed something to carry all of the belongings he brought so that he could, I don't know if he slept on the sidewalk, or we did have tents. Maybe you saw the pictures. We had some tents and chairs and things for folks. And we actually have the sheet. I had a friend, he's in the military, and he acted like our security guard, and he slept at my office. And so he was there all night, and as people would arrive, he would go out and let them sign in. And we had these colored wristbands. People that wanted an extraction would be given, I think, a blue wristband, and somebody who wanted a filling got a yellow, and somebody that wanted a cleaning got a white wristband. And these people were so patient. As the day went on, I kept apologizing for how long they had to wait, and they just said, don't worry about it, Dr. Kavitko, we think this is great. Do you get the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. With our event, it's gotten earlier and earlier. Now people start lining up. We do it on a Friday. They start lining up Thursday at noon on the sidewalk around our office. And then usually we guarantee the first 500. If they're not there by midnight the night before, they don't even get a number. So we do tell people to hang out, and we'll try to work them in. But, ours has gotten real early now. We have to line up quite early to get in.
So when do you start seeing patients on the day of?
We see them Friday morning starting at 7.
That's what we did. Okay, and when do you end?
We try to end at 5, but we never do. We usually get done by about 6:30.
Okay.
And then I usually take the volunteer doctors and their wives out for a dinner that evening, give them a plaque, and thank them for their time. You know, but we're all pretty well beat by then.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, how'd you do that? Now, how many treatment rooms did you have, or do you have, to do this?
We have 18 operatories.
Okay.
So we work out of 18, and we had 16 dentists this year. Two of them were oral surgeons, and we had 10 hygienists and about 100 volunteers. So.
Well, that explains why we just missed your record, because I have 10 treatment rooms, and we had 3 out in the OSU Dental Mobile Coach. So we had 13 operatories going, and that's why we were only able to do 454.
Yeah, you were pretty amazing for a first year, definitely bigger than our first year. But it is the limitation of turning the rooms over.
Right, right.
You know, that's because you got enough help, it's just you need the rooms.
Exactly. And they were turning them over as fast as you could physically turn over a room, and yet there were still dentists waiting in the hallway for another patient.
Right.
It's and the going out to dinner afterwards, it seems to me you should always go take a nap, because I could not. I didn't finish my last patient until 8:20.
Wow.
And I was actually invited to a gallery hop type event one of my tenants was putting on. It went from 7 to 10, and they invited me, and I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to come because my event goes 7 to 7. And they said, well, you know, if you get done in time and you're up to it, your name is at the door. And I'm thinking, yeah, I've got 3 hours there. I was so tired, I didn't even remember I'd been invited. It wasn't until the next morning that I remembered I didn't go.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So 18 ops, that's pretty neat, and 16 dentists. I think that if we're going to try to beat your record, we're going to have to find some mobile dental chairs or something.
There you go. I'm sure you'll try.
Did you know we did denture repairs and replaced teeth and all that?
Yeah, I heard that. That's great.
Yeah, because this one woman, she came in, she had a 2 tooth flipper, front teeth missing. front two teeth upper, and her next tooth over was bad and needed to be removed, so now she had a hole in her smile, and of course she didn't like that. And we were approached by a dental lab tech a couple months prior offering to make flippers for people that would be missing a front tooth. Unfortunately for us, he took ill and was hospitalized a couple times and really couldn't do it, but a prosthodontist I know kind of latched on to it, and he came, and the people that needed that, he took them to his office, and he did it. So,
wow.
It was a nice service to be able to offer, and the same thing with the children, you know, having the dental mobile coach, being able to add kids, and not having to limit it to somebody who is poor was really neat, because, you know, there was this couple, they own their own business, they own some kind of a media production company, but they're self-employed, and that they were able to bring their kids to get free exams and free cleanings and x-rays and, you know, fluoride treatment and all that, and it was nice, because we don't, like you said, you don't really ask for the need. You just kind of say, hey, if you want to come and sit in line, you're welcome.
Exactly. First come, first serve. So
yeah.
It works out better that way also.
It does. And with the wristbands or the numbers like you do, it makes it, nobody's worried that they're going to lose their place in line. And, you know, we had 458 people register. We cut off registration at about 1:30. And because we saw the handwriting on the wall, and what we did is we found out was only four people that came and got a number must have left because they couldn't wait or they were tired of waiting. I'm not sure which, but that's not bad, huh?
No, those are pretty good numbers, pretty good percentage.
Hey, we have to go to a commercial. Do you want to hang on for a second or do you need to go?
Sure.
Okay, hang on.
Sure.
That'd be great. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with... Oh, you know what? Before we do that, sorry, my producer's waving his hand. We have to give out the question of the day. And today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, where did Dr. Monticello go to dental school? Was it A, Ohio State University, B, University of Detroit, or C, Indiana University? That's A, B, or C. And the winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Call now, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Dentally Speaking is this talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have a couple callers who've called in with guesses. So let's see. We have Carla, Kathy, Carla. Let's see. Why don't we go with Kathy? Kathy.
Yeah.
Great. What's your guess?
It's Detroit.
Detroit. Dr. Monticello, can you hear me?
Yes, that is correct.
That's correct. Kathy, you're the winner.
Oh, well, that's great.
So, Kathy, please hang on the phone. My producer will get your information, and we'll call you back later with how to get the flowers to you, okay? But he has to grab your phone number, all right?
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. And, Carla, we're sorry, but you did, I think you had the right answer, too, didn't you?
I'm sorry?
I think you had the right answer also, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, but
thank
you.
That's all right.
Thank you for calling, and try next week, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Doc. Thanks for hanging on. This is really nice of you to do that. Now, like I said, you think that by the end of this year, I was talking about the website, you think by the end of this year you're going to get 60,000 patients served, huh?
Definitely, yes. Over $8 million in free care, so the numbers are moving up.
Yeah. And you know what? We had, there was one patient that came at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were a little upset that we couldn't see them. They even went so far as to say, you shouldn't be doing gleanings if you have people in pain. And it made my wife, who was actually out at registration, feel bad at first. But I have to tell you that within a few minutes of that woman, leaving because she realized she wasn't going to get treated, four different people in line came up to her and said, honey, don't you worry about it. You guys are doing a great thing here. She should have got up and been here earlier. So.
Yeah, a lot of people wait all year long. So, I mean, the demand is huge. You know, for those that really are hurting, they can make the effort and be there. You know, and I wish we could help more. And we're trying. We're trying to get as many offices as possible to do it.
Right. There's actually going to be an event here in Columbus, one in August and one in October. And I'm afraid I don't have the. You know what? I'll try to look up the specifics right now while we're talking. Because I've given them out on the air before, and I think that's neat. In fact, I want to tell you that some of the people that are giving the event here in Columbus, they came to ours, I think almost to kind of learn a little bit about, you know, what they would need to do. And I'm looking for it, not really seeing it. Let's see here. I'll just keep looking as we talk. Now, most of your events don't provide care for children.
And correct. A lot of people are, because of the wait time. Trying to wait for people, you know, it's hard for children to wait 10, 12 hours. They don't have the attention span.
You know what? That's a really good point. I wasn't sure why it was, other than also, of course, their parents have to be there too.
Right.
To sign releases and things. Now, what we did is we had games for the kids. My wife set up five or six little, like, carnival games, like a duck pond, you know, with a little magnetic fishing pole. And a wheel that would spin, you know, like the prize wheel.
Sure.
And I see there's one in Ohio in Newark on the 23rd at Dr. Wing and Mac in Newark. That's not too far from Columbus. So that, for those people listening who didn't maybe get treated at ours. And I'm looking for others, not really seeing right away. I want to get to that October one. Yeah, the October, there it is. Okay, Community Dental. It's going to be at the Great Western Shopping Center October 21st. Okay, that'll be the next one actually in Columbus. So there you go. There's a couple that people can go to for those that maybe didn't get registered in time for ours. They can go there. So that's what the neat thing is this thing just keeps, it gets legs, it just keeps growing. And wouldn't it be neat if there was a different office every week in a town that did this?
I think it's definitely possible. I mean, we're in 48 states in Canada now. And to be honest with you, the offices that signed up because of you. They had heard of your event, and you did a great job of advertising it, and they wanted to be part of it also, so that's how we got the other events in Columbus.
Oh, I did not know that. That's really
yes,
neat.
Yes, definitely. So.
I thought it was because they were at TBSC like I was. TBSC, for those that don't know, is called the best seminar ever, and that's where we first met Dr. Monticello. He came and gave a talk, and we were so enamored with the idea of what he was doing, that we, as an office, looked at each other right there. We were in the front row. We just looked at each other, and everybody looked back at each other and said, you know what, we want to do that. So looks like we need to go another break, don't we, Jim? Yeah, we need to go to a break. So, hey, hang on. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And today on the show with us, on the line with us, is Dr. Vincent Monticello, who is the founder of Dentistry from the Heart. Dr. Monticello, I really, really want to appreciate, I really want to thank you. I appreciate you getting up and being on the show with us. It really means a lot to me.
No problem. We appreciate the effort you put in there in the Columbus area for our event.
So I know that you have some plans with your family that you want to get to. And they've been very patient with you and me, and I want to thank them. Thank them for me for putting up with this.
No problem.
So I'm going to let you go. You have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great summer.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was really nice of him. He's got a huge practice, 18 dental chairs. I mean, that's almost twice the size of mine. I couldn't imagine. Well, I guess I could if I just had another office next door. But anyway, so now I know why we didn't beat his record. Okay, now, let me just reiterate that we are holding this golf outing. I want to make sure that maybe people that are just tuning in have heard of it. It's called the 5th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. We do it in honor of our patient, Libby Turner. And we also want to do this in memory of Rich Odie, who is a longtime friend, dental lab tech, and avid golfer who passed away in March. And we really, really miss Rich. And, you know, it's an interesting story. His wife and my wife conspired to have my children buy his golf clubs and give them to me as a Christmas gift behind my back because Rich knew I needed new clubs, and he had lost energy and couldn't golf anymore. And so at the time, nobody knew that he was going to pass away at such a young age, but he was in his mid-60s. And so every time I take those clubs out, I think of Rich, and I hope I can do them proud. Not the golfer Rich was, but I've had a couple really good shots since using them. It's almost like Rich is watching over me. The golf outing, July 30th at noon, $225 for foursome. $65 per person if you're just a single or a double or something. Just kind of sign up and we'll put you with others. call 262-9588 to get yourself registered. It will take place at Broadview Golf Course on Headley's Mill Road Southwest in Pataskala. And we've had it there a couple times. It's a lot of fun. Just so you know, it's a nine-hole course, and what we do is we play it twice, and I think that's kind of cool because it's almost like you ended the golf tournament tied, and you have to go back and play the hole again, or in my case, if you mess up the hole the first time, you get another crack at it. So that actually is kind of fun. Now, next week, we are going to have a show where we have a bunch of interviews that I did when I was at a dental-themed party given for the fashion world. It was given at the studios of Matthew Roherick. His company is called Roherick Productions. And they set up this dental chair and had all these folks that are used to being photographed. And they set up this remote control camera that people could sit down and take their own picture in different poses in the dental chair. And I brought my clinic gown for them so they could put that on. And they had it was a pretty wild time, and I think you'll enjoy that show. In 2 weeks, we will have Dr. Robert Stevenson. Dr. Stevenson is a prosthodontist, which means he does nothing but dentures and partials, and restores missing teeth, basically. And the name of the show is Denture Wear and Care. And Dr. Stevenson has written a cute song, and so we're going to debut his dental parody song called Silver Needles. So that's going to be fun. That's 2 weeks from now. Looking down the road, I have asked Coach Thad Mata, if he'll be a guest on my show at some point, and he gave a yes. We haven't arranged it yet, so watch for that. And I also asked Coach Tressel if he would be a guest on my show, and he also gave me a yes, although it, probably not for a month or two. So we'll get that arranged, and once we do, we'll let you all know, because I think that'll be fun. And, of course, what we'll be doing is talking about dental injuries to their players and the kinds of precautions that they take, and maybe we can even sneak in some fun things about the sport. All right, now, the last week I started to give the 5 root canal myths, and I ran out of time, and I know I got an email from somebody that said, hey, you said you were going to give 5 and you only gave 1, so I only have a couple minutes, and I'm going to list them all, and if we have time, we'll talk about each one. I started out with number 5, and you might remember the fifth most common root canal myth was the benefits of the root canal don't last very long. That was 5. 4, teeth need to hurt before root canal therapy becomes necessary. That is a myth. I have lots of people that I see the abscess on the x-ray, and they didn't even know they had a problem. 3, root canal therapy causes illness. That's not true. We'll go into details in a minute. 2, completing a root canal requires several appointments. False. We do them in one visit. And the number 1 myth is root canal therapy is painful. Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt, false. When people are numb, they don't feel anything. It doesn't matter whether we're doing a root canal, an extraction, a filling, cleaning your tooth, tattooing your tooth, carving our initials in it. You do not feel it if it's numb. Okay, so please, please, please don't stay home thinking that root canals are painful. And so, let me think. How much time do I have to go in any details? I've got 1 minute, and I have a minute and a half left, so I've got about 20 seconds where, let's see, root canals used to be, it took multiple visits, but no longer, and you know, it used to be they used to think that you had to have two consecutive negative cultures from inside the tooth before you'd be allowed to seal it. Well, we know that's not true now, and so it's just a 1 visit. In fact, if it's a front tooth, it might be about a 45-minute visit. Back tooth, maybe an hour, hour and 15 or so. Root canal therapy does not cause illness because it's the same bacteria you had in your mouth anyway. You know what I mean? It was there. All we're doing is helping the body kill it. So I think that's it. My time is up. Please tune in next week and every week, 8:30, Sunday morning, Sunny 95, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.